این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from Arab English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and then try to shed light and explain some precious points in their view. Well, about Quds Day, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, Quds Day is a day of unity for the Muslim community. It is a day to express our support for the oppressed Palestinian people and to proclaim our opposition to the usurpers.
Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum.
The quotation from Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi regarding Quds Day encapsulates a fundamental tenet of Shia Islam: the emphasis on justice, resistance against oppression, and solidarity with the oppressed. Quds Day, established by Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi in 1979, serves a global reminder for Muslims to unite in support of the Palestinian struggle against occupation. From a Shia perspective, the concept of justice is deeply rooted in the teachings of the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ and the infallible Imams. One relevant verse is Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 8, which emphasizes standing firmly for justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. O you who have believed, be persistently standing firm in justice, witnesses in justice. This verse underscores the obligation to advocate for the oppressed and resist tyranny, aligning with Imam Khomeini's call for solidarity with the Palestinian people. Moreover, the principle of enjoining good and forbidding evil, that is Amr bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy anil Munkar, a crucial aspect in Shia, compels Muslims to confront injustice.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala. طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صلى
رسول الله
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي.
The Prophet ﷺ is quoted as saying, the best struggle or jihad is the word of justice before an oppressive ruler. This highlights the importance of vocal opposition to tyranny, as embodied in the plight of Palestinians. In essence, Imam Khomeini's proclamation and Quds Day reflects a broader Shia commitment to justice and to support for the oppressed, resonating with the teachings of the Holy Book of Quran and the prophetic tradition that advocates for the rights of all marginalized communities. Okay, well, dear listeners, that was the time we had for this episode of Spring of the Truth. For ending, let me just recite the sentence of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi about the Quds Day once more. He said, Quds Day is a day of unity for the Muslim community. It is a day to express our support for the oppressed Palestinian people and to proclaim our opposition to the usurpers. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Every night and every day,
every night and every day,
never.
There Was a Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.